It's for good reason that Australia is sometimes referred to as the quarry of the world. It's the largest producer of lead and diamonds, the biggest exporter of coal, and the second main source of uranium, zinc and nickel.
It's all about Australia's mineral riches and the insatiable desire of Asian economies for those riches. It adds up to a resources boom.
In 10,000 new jobs and billions of dollars for the state's economy. That's what BHP Billiton's promising if the Roxby Downs expansion goes ahead.
Giant Hole will make Olympic Dam the world's largest open-cut copper and uranium mine. Most of the copper concentrate from the new mine will be sold to China.
Reinhardt may be the richest person in Australia, but her wealth has failed to guarantee her privacy or family harmony.
It's got all the elements of a Shakespearean plot, and the Reinhardt family drama is set to be played out on a very public stage. Gina Reinhardt told her children that to avoid financial ruin, they needed to sign a new deed to give her long-term control of the trust.
Global miner Rio Tinto has expressed concerns that other countries will follow Australia's lead in imposing a windfall tax on the company. Global mining firms are angry because the tax wipes billions of dollars off their share value and affects incentive in their firms. Analysts believe resource-rich Brazil may also introduce a similar tax.
Global miner Xstrata threatened on Thursday to scrap $5.4 billion in coal and copper projects in Australia, blaming Canberra's new mining tax. Last month, Fortescue Metals Group suspended iron ore projects in Western Australia state, worth around $15 billion.
I'm first an Australian, I'm not an American. It's tantamount to treason, and something needs to be done about it. So I hope that's a headline for you all today. It's not just getting a headline, and I said, but the big difference is this is funded by the CIA. That's the big difference. And to read the reports to the US Congress, which sets up the Rockefeller Foundation as a conduit of CIA funding, you only have to look at the secret budget, which was passed by Congress last year, bigger than our whole national economy, which the CIA's got to ensure that. You only have to read the reports to US Congress, where the CIA reported to the President that their role was to ensure the US competitive advantage and economic advantages. That's how you know it's funded by the CIA. You ask the question, I gave the answer. Drew Hutton is a tool of the US government and Rockefeller, and so are the Greens, everything they say. Simple as that. Is there another question you've got over here, anyone? Is that all you've got?
I'm not going to say what I think just to get good press. I don't read the newspapers every morning. I've got no ego.
It could create the impression that somehow you've got such a formidable businessman so close to Tony Abbott talking about a CIA plot to wreck the Australian economy, expressing bewilderment that someone so close to Tony Abbott, the alternative Prime Minister, is raving about a CIA plot to wreck the Australian economy.
This week, mining billionaire Gina Reinhardt became the largest shareholder in Fairfax, having already bought a stake in Channel 10 and putting herself on the board. She's poised to buy political influence. Her campaign against the mining tax led directly to the sacking of former PM Kevin Rudd. This is a woman who wants to use nuclear bombs to blast even larger open-cut mines, supports Western Australia seceding from Australia, and bankrolls climate change denial.
Oh, and I'm supposed to care.
Can't you see how this is a threat to our democracy? Lord Monckton explained in the video how the mining industry can push for radical right-wing libertarianism through creating a Fox-style news and a Tea Party movement here.
What's radical right-wing libertarianism, Lefty?
It is an American politician, Ron Paul, vision of a regulation-free economy. No minimum wage, no work safety rules, no environmental controls. A rich person's paradise regardless of the effects upon the rest of us.
Radio. Happy. Boing, 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 boing.
Radio.
Kaput X Radio, broken news for broken listeners. Broken listeners.
Completely kaput.
Well, you've probably seen her in the news again, Gina Reinhart.
Yes.
Hasn't liked being in the news.
She doesn't like being in the media, and we kind of want people just to give her a break.
She wants to buy it.
Yeah, well, look, exactly. The thing is, look, it's hard being Australia's richest woman, yeah. And people don't realise that, so we've dedicated this week's song to her.
All righty.
Two, three, four.
Don't tell Reinhart, poor Gina Reinhart, 'cause her life is just too hard. She's knee deep in her notes. She owns too many boats. She has to pay a lot of tax on all her boats. So don't tell Reinhart, poor Gina Reinhart, she's only metaphorically poor. But her house is just too large. She's got too much backyard. She lost three butlers in the garden. One was called Russell. He had to leave.
That wasn't good.
You can tell Bill Gates that he's Microsoft no mate. Have an Apple and open up some windows. You can tell Mark Zuckerberg to get out of my face. Book privacy settings. And you can tell the queen to stop being obscene and let the guys in the furry hat have a break. You can shock the Prince of Brunei by flashing him a brown eye, but only if your eyes are colored brown. But don't tell Reinhart, little Gina Reinhart, she's just filthy rich, give her a break. She's got a funny little face. Can we come round to your place? We actually are strapped for cash, Gina. We're sorry, Gina Reinhart. You've got such a big heart. You've also got such a big bank balance. Could you send a cash check to this address? Don't worry, we'll fill in all the numbers.
Please don't sue us.
Oh, Gina, we could have a relationship. 2 weeks on, 1 week off. I hear you're pretty good at pressing clothes because you're iron awesome.
Nice. So work.
Luke and Wyatt for their song of the week.
Shameless.
Please don't sue us, Gina, please.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
Our future. By Gina Reinhart. The globe is sadly groaning with debt, poverty and strife, and billions now are pleading to enjoy a better life. Their hope lies with resources buried deep within the earth, and the enterprise and capital which give each project worth. Is our future threatened with massive debts run up by political hacks, who dig themselves out by unleashing rampant tax? The end result is sending Australian investment, growth and jobs offshore. This type of direction is harmful to our core. Some envious, unthinking people have been conned to think prosperity is created by waving a magic wand. Through such unfortunate ignorance, too much abuse is hurled against miners, workers and related industries who strive to build the world. Develop North Australia. Embrace multiculturalism and welcome short-term foreign workers to our shores to benefit from the export of our minerals and ores. The world's poor need our resources. Do not leave them to their fate. Our nation needs special economic zones and wiser government before it is too late.
Already up and gone. Lord, I'm so tired.
In humanitarian news and Australian philanthropist, Mr. Clive Palmer donates $5 million for the young. The Clive Palmer Youth Development Initiative will help to bring the Duke of Edinburgh Awards to more than 1,000 individuals ages 14 to 25 across Australia. The 10-year contribution will be used primarily for those who are disadvantaged and living in remote areas. The Duke of Edinburgh Award is an international empowerment project for the youth. Our earnest appreciation and God bless you, Mr. Clive Palmer, for your very generous support. May all of you be graced with outstanding opportunities to build fulfilling lives on a sustainable planet.
Hello,
I'm the owner of an enormous mining company, and I'm here to talk to you about a very dangerous idea that the government's proposing. The abolition of transportation. I mean, convict labour's the backbone of this industry, and if transportation's abolished, it'll ruin us.
G'day. I'm here to warn you about the dangers of superannuation. We simply can't afford it. If superannuation's introduced, mines across Australia will shut down. It's going to ruin us. Workplace safety laws. It's going to ruin us.
Equal pay for women.
The eight-hour day.
Sick pay?
A fair day's pay for a fair day. Holiday pay. Paid overtime. It's preposterous.
Workers' government face. It's going to ruin us.
Hello. I want to talk to you about the mining windfall tax. This time it's true. This time it really is going to ruin us.
Welcome back. How ridiculous is chairman and chief executive of a junior miner, Fool's Gold, based in Kalgoorlie, and he's watched this show and seen my comments about sovereign risk and called me to say he's an actual victim of the mining and carbon taxes, and he's come up with a radical solution. He's here to tell me what it is. Welcome to the show. What exactly are you planning to do?
Well, first of all, you don't mind if I leave the phone on.
Well, we don't encourage it, but
business,
you know.
call.
You're a long way from Kalgoorlie, I can understand.
Yeah. Well, the tin cans and string just don't work there. Well, we will move our business, our holus bolus, to Zimbabwe. If the Prime Minister doesn't see sense and drop the whole idea.
Well, I can understand people talk about moving the operations. They've got another mine. Do you have another mine in Zimbabwe?
No, we'll move the mine. Because the mine, as you can imagine, is a finite space.
It's a hole in the ground, isn't it?
Well, it will be a hole in the ground once we've completed it. We have great plans for it. A feasibility study has been done. But we can cut around that hole and take the whole area away with us. And then sort it out elsewhere.
You see, when people talk about moving their operations offshore because of the sovereign risk, they mean yes. They're going to close down a mine and go to another mine, a similar one there. I mean, how
That's
do you
right.
actually move a hole?
Well, you move the context of the hole. You move the earth around the hole and then you drill the hole. It's holistic. It's a totality.
Well, it's obviously holistic. All right, why Zimbabwe? Because this week we've been told that Robert Mugabe is nationalising the mines and throwing out private operas. It's the last place you'd want to go, isn't it?
Well, it's a one way of getting rid of sovereign risk. You become part and parcel of the sovereign state. It's a way of fighting against statism.
But how are you going to survive with a dictator like Robert Mugabe?
Well, Bob's your uncle, there'd be no worries. We're part of his import-export balance.
You seem quite sanguine about all this because Newcrest, big gold miner today, had to suspend operations in the Ivory Coast. I mean, despite all this, Africa's good, it's very risky.
Oh, well, every country is a different place, as you would imagine. And Harare, in fact, that's where we want to drill. We want to move the rock and the earth to Harare, and the airport itself is where we've identified great mineral potential.
And Mr. Mugabe's on board with this?
He's on board with that.
And you think Mr. Mugabe is better than Julie Gillard and our current government in Canberra?
Oh, well, 100%. 100%. You know, he's at least not pretending to be democratic. He knows what he's on about. He is a dictator and, in that sense, he's honest. Julia is a dictator and in that sense, I'm not saying she's not honest, but at least we know where we stand with Robert Mugabe.
Well, what was it that brought you to this bizarre decision? Gillard government's done, or is it the mining tax, the carbon tax?
Look, just so many things that she's investigating, a task force here, an advisory panel there, a special report somewhere else, an alliance with the opposition one day, with the Greens the next. She's in favour of federal-state relations being enhanced, and then she's not. She's combative, she's friendly, there's a shifting mix of cooperation and competition.
No mining tax, presumably no carbon tax threat in Zimbabwe.
Well, you know what, I've been spending far too long in airplanes and I have found that when it comes to carbon tax and climate change. Do you know that climate change, I don't know if we can show this somewhere, climate change is an anagram of a cliche magnet.
And your point being?
Every cliche, every management cliche, every government cliche is attracted to climate change. I mean, you just have to go to some of the more reputable economics websites like economics.org.au to read in full about how ridiculous all of this is.
And we'll leave it there. How ridiculous. Thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Kaput Radio panel.
Thank you for coming, all of you, and you are all aware of the Treasurer's critical view of the way you amassed your wealth and where it combined with a lack of generosity towards the nation that helped you to grow where you are now.
Wayne Swan, our dear Treasurer. Ha! The bitch Prime Minister's too much a chicken to come out herself with this pissweak socialist envy babble of...
He's the world's best treasurer, madam.
If I may come in here to say that Gina, of course, is more envied than I am, having inherited her fortune, albeit under somewhat curious circumstances.
What? Curious? I tell you a curious thing or two about Clive's erectile dysfunctional property dealings on the Gold Coast.
Rubbish. This country has been handed over to us in a legal, underhanded deal with some native title owners last year. There's nothing I owe the Treasurer. Certainly, I'm the least enviable person at the table.
Oh, my poor darling Andrew Piggy. Do you binge drink with them?
Well, poor Andrew, hugging his Aboriginal faction, playing friend, helper and dingo lover.
Hey, stop that, guys. Remember, you got to clean up your own house with your pesky relatives. And you, Clive. You look like a cooked lobster on TV.
You filthy cockroach, Andrew.
Gina, please, calm down. You know he's from some other lower demographic background. You know, he's out there with them. Maybe he's of mixed blood. You never know.
By the way, my TV shockman, Andrew Bolt, tells poor Australians the right things about rich Australians and he avoids to mention the names. He looks much better on TV than you do, Clive.
Gentlemen, madam, please, we are here to explore what the government and specifically the Treasurer actually wants of people like you.
You are a pest, blowing this media opportunity. I'm for having a steak, a whiskey and a hooker.
Oh, shut up. We're at the East Coast here, you scrotum brain.
Gina, your coal empire will die when we start mining helium-3 on the moon.
Oh, boys, stop wanking. I need some cake and ice cream now.
Unfortunately, we couldn't complete the panel discussion. However, later during the afternoon, I could get hold of Mr. Palmer for an exclusive one-on-one interview. Stay tuned.
Thanks for coming, Mr. Palmer. People accuse you of trying to subvert the democratic process by stepping up your anti-government media campaigns, buying a soccer cup under contentious circumstances, then demanding freedom of your expression in the Fairfax media with your great giant wallet. Are you deliberately trying to irritate the government? Do you want to become Prime Minister of this country?
Hey, slow down, lad. Let's set some things straight here. First, the carbon and mining tax is outrageous, filthy, socialist, greeny poppycock. Second, I own a lot of Fairfax, and it's my right to say what I bloody will like in my paper. And finally, point three, I don't think I want to be Prime Minister.
What? You don't want political power?
I want to be king and get rid of 98% of government. No taxes, no subsidies for Aboriginal, no unions, freer markets with ready available slaves, and a rigorous, punitive work program in my mining operation for the chattering, latte-sipping classes.
Mr. Palmer, isn't that sort of rhetoric just eliciting more critical comment?
Look, lad, I'm going to the Australian High Court to ask them to declare the carbon tax illegal, like drugs.
What? You can't buy the judges.
How much for the Constitution? A few hundred million? A billion, maybe? Believe me, lad, there is a price, and I'm going to buy it.
You can't be serious. You'll want to buy the Constitution?
Yep, and I'll rewrite it.
Thanks for your time, Mr. Palmer, and good luck with your royal ambition. I also met Miss Reinhardt later that afternoon and spoke with her. Miss Reinhardt, you are lately seen in company of questionable characters such as Lord Monckton, Andrew Bolt as your personal anchor on Channel 10, and the pesky relatives pushing embarrassing facts out into the limelight. Can you tell us, what exactly are your aspirations being the richest person in Australia?
Look, I don't want to elaborate on spilt milk or burnt steaks or unflushed toilets, and I'd like another piece of cream cake now.
Well, yes, of course. In a minute. If you don't mind finishing the interview first. So, is it true your father never loved you?
It's true I hated the crank, but...
And your other relatives don't like you either? They want to remove you from the board?
Look, do we have to? I really, really feel like a cream cake and I want to eat it too.
Okay, promise. But last question first. Can you trust any of your servants now after what went down when old Dad Hancock expired? And Miss Reinhardt, how do you bear morning after morning seeing yourself in the mirror? Thanks for your time and all the best with the cream cake. The next day, after hearing about my other 1-to-1 interviews, Andrew Forrest called me on the phone.
This is FMG calling.
Hello, Mr. Forrest.
Anyway, look, I heard you did some one-on-one interviews with the walrus and the baby elephant.
Yes, indeed. I interviewed Ms. Reinhardt and Mr. Palmer separately since it went a bit loose on the common panel, you understand, I hope?
Look, lad, how about another one-on-one with me?
Well, yeah, of course, that could be arranged.
What about now?
What? You mean over the phone?
Sure. Just fire your questions, lad.
Look, that would be incredibly stupid to do.
Why stupid? What stupid? Look, can't you do a phone interview?
Well... then Andrew Bold, you know, Gina's pet media boy and the whole Murdoch media and the CIA would get the hacked interview. Mr. Forrest, are you there? Mr. Forrest? It seems I lost him for an exclusive interview momentarily, but we'll remain hopeful of a future interview. And, folks, it will happen when the CIA, the Rockefeller Institute, and Clive Palmer have found the missing mystical fractal in the secret cave under the Barrier Reef to repel a Greenpeace Marine SEAL team hell-bent on attacking Australia's coal mines. Stay tuned.
Mr. Twiggy, from one miner to another... Some of that mining tax is for my future. It helped fund my education and a prosperous Australia. Don't you want to do what's fair? How many more private jets do you need? I've got one.
Clive Palmer, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, good to see you, Brian. What is this? Where are we?
This is a studio.
This is a TV studio.
Yeah,
a broadcast studio. You broadcast out of here.
Yeah, we the news comes out of here.
Really? God, those lights are enormous.
Yeah, they are up there.
The news comes from where?
Over here.
This is where the ABC news comes from.
Yeah.
What do you want for it?
Beg your pardon?
How much would you take for it, Brian?
Oh, it's not for sale.
Cash?
It's not for sale.
What do you mean it's not for sale?
No, it's not for
it's
sale.
It's not for sale at the moment. We haven't framed a market, but I'll kick you off. I'll give you $100 million for it.
No, it's not for sale. It's the ABC.
Yes.
I'll give you $100
million.
The government owns it.
Who?
The government.
Well, the government owned Telstra. We fixed that. The government owned Qantas.
No, the ABC.
I mean, these are not insurmountable
isn't
problems.
Isn't for sale.
Well, who makes your drama programs?
A whole lot of outside production
Good,
companies.
Good, I'll buy them. Who makes your documentary programs?
A whole lot of outside production
I'll
companies.
I'll buy them too. Who makes your news, Brian?
Well, we do. But look,
yeah,
Mr. Palmer, with all due respect, I invited you in so I could interview you.
Okay, have a go, Brian. Have a go.
Okay, you were made a living national treasure in the weekend.
No, Brian, I'm a living national treasure all the time. Not just the weekend.
No, I meant last weekend you were made a living national treasure.
Good boy.
Yeah. And you've been critical of Wayne Swan.
Yeah, not a very tall order, as it happens. Brian Wayne is a bit of a plodder. I mean, Wayne's in a difficult position. He's in a job he doesn't understand in a very unpopular government that doesn't work, and people want to get rid of it, but they can't.
Now, this is very interesting, isn't it? Because
it
you've got key figures in the mining industry running a national media campaign against the government.
It's very serious. I mean, the position could not be more serious. I mean, I go about this country a fair bit, Brian, with my work, and I know what's going on in this joint. And I'm not saying that Wayne Swan hasn't got a right to express himself.
He does.
It's a demongratule.
It's a democracy.
Yeah, we're mainly operating out of Queensland, Brian.
Right.
I mean, I'll take your point more generally. He doesn't. I'm not saying he doesn't have a right to an opinion, Brian. I'm saying that's all it bloody is. It's an opinion.
Yeah, but he is the treasurer.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bloody serious position, Brian. And people have got to think about this. I mean, if we're not careful, if you people out there are not careful, the government is going to run this country. They're going to end up running the entire joint.
The elected government.
Yeah, it could not be more. People have got to think, do you want to live in a country that's run by the government?
Well, has this ever happened before?
It happened once, Brian, but we fixed it. We got rid of it.
Have you thought about going into politics yourself?
No, I'm too busy to go into bloody politics, Brian.
Too busy doing what?
Well, I'm running a campaign against the government for a kickoff, you know.
Sure.
Well, big these lights.
Thank you very much for your time, Clive Palmer.
Bloody enormous.
Yep.
I'll give you $200 million for it.
No, it's not for sale.
$300. I'll give you $300. $500. I'll give you $500 million for it. Cash. Walk in, walk out.
I'll talk to Mark.
Talk to Mark.
Yeah.
He seems like a reasonable bloke. I met him at a conference. Give him my best.
Oh, I will.
They're bloody huge.
500.
It's South Australia's statewide clearance sale. We've got red hot prices on uranium. Gold, silver, copper, it's a sellout. Water for mines, drastically reduced. Indigenous sacred sites, slashed. Prawn industry, out the door. All giant cuttlefish must go. That's right, we won't be beaten on greenhouse gases. We've got mounds of waste to move. So rush it and save before it's too late.
Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has recently announced a super profit tax on Australia's mining industry. The reform would see a 40% tax placed upon mining giants Rio Tinto and other mining companies within Australia.
But it's no minor issue. Already BHP is reconsidering future iron mining projects in Western Australia, which got us thinking. There are currently only three active uranium mines in Australia. Kakadu National Park.
Kakadu!
Jabaluka.
Jabaluka, you beauty!
And Radium Hill.
Radium Hill.
Yet Australia has the largest uranium reserves in the world.
I wonder what it would be like if we ended up mining all of that uranium.
Symbol for uranium is U.
We've got bars that glow gamma rays. Radiation powers the place. Uranium
deep underneath Australia, below the dusty plain. Uranium is in the soil, but is it there in vain? Got to dig down.
Woo-hoo! That sounds like a dentist drill, Nib.
Deep underground.
It's found underground.
Time for nuclear power, cause the industry's a boom. Those oxides we will stockpile. Watch our market shares mushroom. Let's all go out.
Drill down where it's found.
Hope for no fallout.
Your hair might fall out.
Huge coal mining tax to be paid.
Choo-choo.
Solar power dies in the shade.
Boom.
Birds hit hydroelectric fan blades. Uranium.
All employees are reminded to wash their protective underwear after use.
Can you name the noble gases making you walk off? It's like that Chernobyl crisis leaking. Oops, we're stuffed. Uranium.
Marge, the acid rains are here.
Uranium.
Not much uraniums.
the event of nuclear disaster, apply sunscreen liberally. Rub linseed oil over all windows and wrap aluminum foil over your children.
Every town should have pre-designated vats for all elderly residents and family pets. But no hamsters. They're dirty.
Citizens are advised against consuming foods that contain dairy or traces of glowing stuff.
Complimentary suicide pills will be mailed to all households for Scissors Paper Rock due to limited supplies.
Stay nuclear, citizens.
We run far to make our escape. The extra leg helps us to keep pace. It's like a one-man, three-legged race. Uranium.
Open up the... Here at the plant, we watch our own skin fake, turning to pink, then glows and starts to flake. Better escape or we will all vaporize. BHP must now come and compensate. Nuclear families in every state got the green lung and laser shoot from our eyes.
Everyone can now fly through space. We become a new super race. I've got a new X-Men name, it's Mace.
Mine's Tinfoil.
Uranium. Mace with the unbelievable power to make people temporarily blind.
Can't they just rinse you out of their eyes with tap water?
Yeah, but then I'd do it again and they'd be really annoying. I'm fine, what's with tinfoil, man? I mean, it's a baking utensil.
Tinfoil protects your head from psychic powers.
I'm baking a cake. Oh, please help me, tinfoil, man. What are you going to do? Uranium.
Well, I don't know, but I've been told uranium ore is worth more than gold. Sold my cad, I bought me a Jeep. I got that bug and I can't sleep. Uranium fever has gone and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around. With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has gone and got me down. Well, I had a talk with the AEC and they brought out some maps that looked good to me. And one showed me a spot he said he knowed. So I straddled my Jeep and headed down the road. I reckon I drove about 100 miles down a bumpy road out through the wilds. When all of a sudden I bounced a stop at the foot of a mountain, didn't have no top. Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around. With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Well, I took my Geiger and I started to climb right up to the top where I thought I'd find a hunk of rock that'd make it click just like I'd read about Vernon Pick. On the second day, I made the top and I'm telling you, Steve, I was ready to stop. The only clicking that I heard that day was the bones in my back that had gone astray. Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever, it's spreading all around. With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down. Well, you pack up your things, you head out again into some unknown spot where nobody's been. You reach the spot where your fortune lies. You find it's been staked by 17 other guys. Well, I ain't kidding, I ain't gonna quit. That bug's done caught me and I've been bit. So with a Geiger counter and a pick in my hand, I'll keep right on staking that government land. Uranium fever has done and got me down. Uranium fever is spreading all around. With a Geiger counter in my hand,
I'm going out to stake me some government land.
Uranium fever has done and got me down.
They're not mega profits, they're hard-earned profits that just happen to have tripled in value without any extra effort on my part because of the booming prices in China. Well, that's not my fault.
Pay for the way for what at what price, pay for the way for what for, pay for the way for what at what price, pay for the way for what for.
pay for the way for what? At what price pay for the way for what? At what price pay for the way for what for?
Ignorance is our political stance as we try not to see the bigger lines. Fools are the fellas of the dollar signs. Can we accept these ethics jeopardized? Fools distraught from being taught predictable economical cause or profit rational consume variables dominated by geographical cubicles. I am of one island, Earth is still awakening. Global citizens with detainees, government screening in. National ethical threshold, barren deficit centuries old. Ancient trees now soar, would lost species dig more for iron ore? Future planning, could I peg out a literacy for the air consumed? Evolution of pollution, please give me a solution before we're doomed. Where's the solution?
Don't get me wrong, this is not about the money. It's about the principle. Now sure, I'm worth more than most people make in a lifetime. Well, 3,000 lifetimes. But someone as wealthy as me should be able to hire tax advisors to get me out of sharing that wealth with my fellow Australians. Now this new tax on mega profits completely undermines that sacred principle.
Bad relationship with the nation's treasurer. And it's easy to lose count of the number of fights mining billionaire Clive Palmer has on his hands, whether it's the A-League and Frank Lowy or the government or even hoteliers. He's one of the 0.01% of Australians who Wayne Swan says is using his wealth to poison public debate.
Well, of course, I won't be paying more tax. That's the way it goes. But
your
of course, if you
then
want to stop something, well, look, if you want to go and join Karl Marx and the Soviet Union, why stay in Australia?
It's tough times. Mansion prices are at record highs. Only Abbott understands the concerns of ordinary everyday billionaires. That's why Tony Abbott's promised to abolish the mining tax, handing $10.5 billion back to billionaires like me. And he's so eager to please.
One step at a time and walking for peace. Walk tall, you all. Walk against uranium.
100 people are taking part in the walk against uranium mining.
It's tough times. The price of maintaining a fleet of yachts is at record highs, not to mention the soaring cost of caviar.
That's why Tony Abbott's promised to abolish the mining tax and put $10.5 billion back into the pockets of ordinary, everyday billionaires. Like me.
That's money that'd be frittered away on hospitals, schools and roads.
Not everyone understands that it's tough at the top. Tony Abbott does.
It's funded by the CIA. That's how you know it's funded by the CIA. Drew Hutton is a tool of the US government and Rockefeller. Simple as that.
I've got no ego.
Details of this show and other shows of the Kaput X Radio series can be found at radioforall.net. Also available on the program page is a contact box for your convenience.